following podcast contains strong language inappropriate for children and grandmas. Listener discretion is advised.
Where's Pachuzzi?
Where's Pachuzzi? Pachuzzi! Pachuzzi and Big Bird have deserted us. I'm so upset. I can't talk about it yet.
I shed a tiny tear because it's just this episode.
Horrible episode. Horrible.
There are so many things out there.
So many things.
What are we going to do about this, Dana?
The only thing we can do, Breezy, start a podcast.
Why are we doing this to ourselves again?
So, Dana, what did you think of this episode?
Way too many farts. I swear I smelt them all the way over here.
Potty humor. Potty humor for days. I'm like, is this the theme? I don't want this to be the theme. Can we stop now, please? No? No?
I mean, okay, we had one bum tattoo, all right?
We had a crack tattoo and a bum tattoo. Let's be specific here.
I will give you that, but I'm just saying where the crack tattoo is, it's not on the bum, so we didn't get full moon view.
I only had to endure one full bum, I'll give you that.
Yes, but potty humor, you're not wrong. I felt like Paisley throughout this entire episode. Her reactions, her face, her disappointment was all me when I watched this episode.
Oh my gosh, you were just like, yeah, nope, that's me. Nope, okay.
Yep, she had already given off the exact vibe I was given. I took so many notes for the first three. Like I couldn't remember if I was the first three or the last three, and I even did the math in my head, but I'm like, did I do this wrong? Did she do the first one and I did the second one? I can't remember.
I think it's gonna be every odd.
Yes.
Every odd you're first and every even I'm first.
Yes.
Okay.
Now that I've ingrained that in my brain. And then when you confirmed it, I'm like, okay, good, because now I'm on the last three and I don't have to take too many notes.
Nope. And you're like, and now I can sit back, relax, and just fuck off. your face. For everyone not watching, she's cracking up. She can't.
I can't even. And there are 15 episodes in this season.
I want to give up.
Like, there are still 10 more we have to watch.
No. Oh, God.
We're not ever going to watch season six. We are so done.
No, I chat tube fixers, fuck off. I'm done. I don't want to ever see this show again when we're done with this. I have a feeling this is going to be a theme, though. Like, I think we're going to watch something like Housewives and we'll be like, well, fuck that. We're not ever doing that again.
Yeah, I think so. We have to learn our limits.
Did you pick this one?
Yes, I picked Tattoo Fixtures.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to pick a show the next time we do something, and then I think I'd be ready for a crappy horror movie so we could try it.
Okay, so you'll pick the next trashy TV show and I'll pick the first B-rated horror film.
Oh, I mean, unless you have a series you specifically look at that face. She looks like she's ready to like evil grin. I was going to suggest if you wanted to do a show, we could, but your evil grin suggests to me you want the B-rated horror film, so we'll just stick with that.
Hey, I'm already preempting the torture you're going to put me through. Oh. Right now, we're both suffering. Next series, I'm going to suffer.
Well, and the thing is, I'm going to pick a show I've never seen before.
Oh, so maybe we're both still going to suffer.
I just know you're going to hate it, and I assume I'm going to be okay, and I won't be, because I assumed I was going to be okay with this show. I was wrong. Paisley is my only saving grace.
She really is, to be honest. I've given up hope with Alice.
Big Bird.
I know way too much about Alice after this episode.
TMI girl. Girl.
I know.
If you're on TV, you are literally being recorded and you know it. I hope all these stories are fake because, girl, now everybody knows all your shit. I said as I'm telling everybody my shit on a podcast.
All right, my dear. Do you feel inclined to read the synopsis of episode 5?
You want to start? What the fuck?
I'm already 2 mugs of coffee deep. I'm running out.
This orchid. This is Tattoo Fixers Extreme.
All right, this is Tattoo Fixers Extreme Season 5, Episode 5. This week, Uzi strikes off a shocking sister tat. Alice lights up Amanda's life. Hash blows away Liam's Trumpy tattoo. And Sketch is faced with a not-so-tasty treat. That's all true.
Very much, yes.
Although Trumpy is not what I thought it would be.
Change the U to an A. It's Trampy.
Ah, it is a Trampy tattoo.
It's a tramp stamp. He got a tramp stamp.
That's better. All right.
And that segues into learning about weird words and sad voices.
Yeah. It's scripted, and I'm wondering if Paisley is really laughing or if she is just pretending things are funny at this point.
After the opening credit scene, Alice is talking to, who was it? Uzi, Pash, and Paisley. They're all in their living room, waiting for customers to show up. And she's talking about how her and her cohorts used to say weird words in sad voices. And all four of them are stuck on the word blancmange?
Balayange? Balange?
I suck at pronouncing things. And I never looked it up. Blanc?
Balange.
Or maybe I did. Did I? Blancmange is a sweet dessert commonly made with milk or cream and sugar thickened and softened, flavored with almonds. So it's like a flan without the caramel.
So they're trying to say this in a sad tone. And so blancmange.
Blancmange. This is ridiculous. Yeah, I don't. But in all four of them kept on the same word. Aren't there other weird words you can say sadly? Can we mix it up?
Sassafras. I don't know.
Phalanges.
Phalange. Dino. Chicken nugget. Okay, that's pretty funny. If they had done shit like that, I mean, come on. We're making it funny.
I know. They could have done so much better. They could have riffed a little better. Just saying.
Find a funnier word. There are so many funny words out there.
I know. Okay, so then we cut to the city scene, and there's a lot of graffiti artists this time. A lot of graffiti art being shown, which I found interesting. And also a theme. I connected a theme between the graffiti and the show.
Oh, did you?
Well, at least for this episode. And it's about dogs.
Well, who doesn't love a doggo?
You're not wrong. As we go throughout this episode, we kind of see a little bit of a... So one of the tattoos is a dog. Alice describes Paisley as more of a cat than a dog. There is a dog graffiti on the wall on one of the cutscenes.
Oh, there's a dog tattoo.
So like I said, there's a bit of a theme in this episode.
I picked up a different theme.
Well, that was the more in-your-face theme.
Right. Then the editors are like, well, you know, we don't want this in-your-face theme just to be the only thing, so we're just going to slip in dog.
Okay, I'm going to move on a little further and talk about how Alice eats her mini cheddars.
Okay.
First off, what's a mini cheddar? I didn't look this up.
I want to say it's either, I didn't look it up either, but I'm going to say it's either a Baby Bell or it's like a Cheez-It.
Jacob's mini cheddars on Amazon.
Oh, Amazon.
Is it like a freaking cracker?
So, okay. I didn't want to tell this story.
Uh-oh.
Because it's TMI. But when I was about 3 or 4, I distinctly remember eating goldfish. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
And I'd put a bunch of goldfish in my mouth and chew them. And then I would split a goldfish cracker and put the chewed up goldfish on the goldfish cracker. I think this is what she's talking about. Don't come for me. I was like tiny. I never did it again. I eat goldfish perfectly normally now.
One at a time or a handful?
No, a handful. Like a normal human being. You throw all the goldfish in your mouth and then you can't even, like, it's so, there's so much goldfish that you're like, and you can't move. But I don't spit them back out on a cracker like I did when I was 3 or 4.
So I think you're right. Any image result for mini cheddars, Jacob's mini cheddars, is they're just like a cheddar cracker, kind of like a Cheez-It or something, but like full size crackers. I wasn't as disgusting as both you and Alice, but when I was younger,
I'm disgusting now. I see. How dare 3 or 4 year old I play with food? I'm sorry to America and the UK.
All I remember doing was taking those little pretzel sticks and placing them parallel over my tongue between my cheeks. And I would put as many as I could, building like a fat log of pretzel, which sounds weird. I would just keep piling them in until maybe I couldn't close my mouth. And then I would take my jaw and I would chomp down on them to find out how many I could get stuck between my teeth on my upper jaw. That's what I remember doing. But that's pretty mild compared to Alice.
Yes.
Segues into talking about how she'll let her dog pop up and eat off of her tongue.
Yeah. And she literally will let the dog eat right off her tongue.
Yep. And then Pash said, well, if you stuck your tongue out with food on it, I'd go for it too.
Oh.
And then Paisley goes, Pash, you're minging. I've never heard that word before. I had to look it up.
It's like gross, isn't it?
Yeah, you're being repulsive.
You're nasty.
You know, you nasty, basically.
Yeah, minging.
I'm probably going to be minging. Using that from now on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't stop there with Alice. If her dog's nose is dry, she gives it a little lick, too. You do realize your dog's nose goes into its own butthole, right? Yeah. Like,
yeah. This was it for me. The cracker thing, I was like, okay, when you were little, you were disgusting with food. I think all of us have, okay, most of us have been there. There's probably one person who will be like, no, I never. I was so proper. Fine, you're proper. Shut up. But the licking of the pet nose seems a little more niche to me because I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, I haven't either. Well, that brings us to Liam and our first Liam. Major montage of the episode.
Yeah.
The film director noticed Liam's ocean blue eyes and said, I'm going to run with this because it was a huge dramatic introduction, you know, kind of sad. And I have this guilty pleasure that I'm so ashamed to admit. And then like there was a close up of his face and his untweezed eyebrows.
And that hair. Oh my God,
that hair.
That emo boy, preppy boy hair. So it's light brown and it's like fluffy, but it's like combed to one side. Like if it was long, it would be over his eye because that's the look they were going for. Like the, I'm just a sultry boy and I just, you know, I'm so innocent. And I'm like, fuck off.
He's got one of the most innocent tattoos of the episode.
Innocent?
I'm going to say innocent because this stems from his childhood. He's obsessed with farts.
Okay. Here's the thing. He's only 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he got it when he was younger. What did he get it when he was 12?
I don't know. How old can you be overseas to get to get a tattoo?
I don't know, because apparently you start drinking when you're 18.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Of course, when you're a child, when you're an 18-year-old child, you think everything, like, oh, when I was younger, 17, like a year ago, you know?
According to, well, I don't know if this is legit. Who gives a shit about the sun? Pictures of lily.co.uk. It's illegal to tattoo under 18s in the United Kingdom and not true. And not true. You can with, see that I don't. Okay. I need to find a better source.
Was this an holiday tattoo?
Yes. No. This was a holiday tattoo.
It was a holiday tattoo. Yeah. So
it cannot have been too long for him to have that tattoo. If that's the case, because 18, you go on your first holiday with your mates.
Yeah.
That would be about the time I would go on my first holiday with my mates by myself. After this extreme montage of his introduction to his love affair with farts since he was in grade school, it's just been something that keeps everybody laughing and stuff, and it carried him out throughout his high school career. He's now deciding that this tattoo that he got on holiday is immature, and he wants to grow up.
Yeah, he grew up in, he's from Falkirk. Now, here's the thing about Falkirk. It is south of somewhere called Skin Flats. This is a real place, Skin Flats. There's no information on it. I don't know what it is. I'm disturbed by it. The whole montage is of it, like, so it has him in it, but it also has like a young him quotation marks in it. And he's just like farting and all this stuff. And the teacher tells him, not another fart or I'll send you the principal's office. And he walks up to her and farts at her. Bullshit. That never happened.
No. You never know.
I just think so. He thinks he's terribly funny. He says he's a fartist.
Mm.
A fart artist. A fartist.
Here's the thing. I bet one of the tattoo artists drew the little doodles that the young Liam was shown to have drawn because he's a fartist.
So he
draws a cartoon version of the famous Scream, the Scream painting.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy's like, oh, and he's farting. Then there is Venus de Milo or Milo, the very famous ancient Greek marble statue.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's one of those in a drawing. That's farting. And so they're basic sketches. And the kid's shading in one of them. One of the tattoo artists just sketched it real quick.
Most definitely. They were like, hey, we need some cute little cartoons for the montage. Go, you know.
And Michelangelo's Pull My Finger.
Oh, jeez. I think we've covered in a previous episode that I'm not into fart party humor culture. And so this whole time I'm just like, all right, are we done? This immature child is on my nerves.
I was shaking my head this entire time. But Liam said his first holiday going to Magaluf, and that is a human settlement over in Spain on an island.
Oh, good. You looked it up. I tried looking it up. I didn't find anything interesting.
I got whatever Brave gave me. Okay. So if I use Brave browser, because Google can go fuck itself.
What? I'm sorry. What is a what?
It's a good browser. It's not Google. It doesn't use up all my RAM. Mm. Anyway, I don't like the jargon that I get with Google. I do use Google when I can't find what I need from Brave because Brave is still fairly new. It's like when Firefox came out. How many people switched over to Firefox?
Oh my gosh, I loved Firefox.
See what I'm saying? So I'm just a brave girl.
She's a brave girl.
Human settlement in Mallorca, Spain.
I'm just imagining like a turtle settlement in Spain. Like a human settlement. Like, okay, so here's the human settlement. Now here's the turtle settlement.
It's a really weird way to explain it. I've never seen it explained as a human settlement before, but it's off of an island. It's a major holiday resort on the Spanish island of Majorca, primarily catering to the British, Russian, Irish, German, and Scandinavian package holiday market. That's according to Wikipedia.
As far as I've seen in British TV culture, and I don't know if this is typical because it's British TV, it's like watching our TV, right? You don't know what's real or not real. But everyone goes on holiday and they all go to beaches. And Spain is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's vacationing pretty. In Spain is a big one. Never been. I would love to go. But yeah, it's like all about holiday over there.
I would flock to Spain and Italy. And if I lived overseas, you know,
it's all not very far from each other is what I think.
Yeah, they're all like neighbors and stuff.
As where it takes me 12 hours to get to you. Someone told me a story, like, they were in the Netherlands, and I think they got to France in, like, 2 hours on the bullet train.
That bullet train goes fast.
Uh-huh, yeah. They were saying, like, I think someone said, like, 175 kilometers an hour or something.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait, I'm American, I don't understand.
Back to Liam.
You know, we're on Tangent City today, I love it.
Well, I'm all over the place just starting this out anyway. I'm looking at my notes, but I'm not comprehending them. Does that make sense?
That's okay. The tattoo. What is the tattoo?
The tattoo is what I was getting to. The tattoo is just the word fart with an arrow pointing right at the top of his crack.
Yep. Very literal.
I thought it was an innocent tattoo. Alice said it. It's the most dad joke tattoo ever.
Yeah. It's what a child would get.
His tan line shows. And so it really does peek over his britches, you know? So we get.
Yeah, you know he's showing that off.
According to him, he's not showing it off. It's just, you know, when he's shirtless going on holiday and getting a suntan, how much you want to bet that tan is from his holiday?
Oh, do you think this is like, okay, so he said he got it when he was younger, and I keep calling BS on that. So do you think he just got it and he just came back from holiday? Oh my gosh.
I think so.
That makes more sense because I'm like, how much younger? Like, what? This all makes sense. It's all coming together.
Unless he's got a fake ID somewhere that says that he's 18 when he was 16.
Okay, let's talk about fake IDs. I've never had a fake ID in my life. This is in every movie. And I know, like, a bunch of people post about them now. And I'm like, I never even thought about getting a fake ID. Ever.
Well, you were a good girl.
Yeah, no, I spent all my time at the library. Like a boring
bookworm.
Basic. I know, right?
It's okay. I should read more.
I love books. Cue the draw off.
And it's between Alish and Pash.
You.
Pash actually tried to teach Liam a new fart with his hands, but
oh geez,
Liam already knows all the farts. That was basically their conversation, was how many farts do you know? And so he just describes foot, leg, arm,
armpit.
You can't expect a fart enthusiast not to know all the farts that you can make.
I mean, he quite obviously really loves farts. I hate that sentence so much.
So Alice draws a couple of falafels with black olives and feta cheese because that she believes is Spain. But honestly, Paisley thinks that Alice is just hungry. So she's drawing food.
That was really funny. And I was like, falafels? As a tramp stamp?
I know, like right there on your butt, like right above the crack. Like, I mean, you just look like you got a pair of balls just dangling there.
Yeah, no. No.
Well, no. Either way, Liam chooses Pash's design, which is like a ancient Greek woman, like a bust of a side profile bust of a woman.
Just think Greek statue woman face side view. That's what it was.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he takes him in the back and we get that tattoo montage.
As he's leaving, Paisley says,
careful, Pash, he might fart on you.
Careful, Pash, he might fart on you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Paisley leaves Pash with a warning.
Yep.
Yep, that was much, much needed.
Mm.
Okay, why is Sketch coming in talking about public restrooms? I don't understand.
Because this whole episode is about toilet humor.
This guy really does care about what other people think of him. That's what I'm gathering. Because, I'm sorry, if you go into a public restroom and it smells like a goddamn porta potty, you have to go in and use it. You're at a club, you know, you have to pee. There's only one area to go to the bathroom. And you're worried that somebody else walking in is going to think that that smell comes from you? It's a gosh darn public restroom. It always smells like that.
He's very concerned about this. And it's like, okay, the first thing I'm thinking when I go into a restroom and it smells bad is like, oh, this smells bad. Not that the person before me smells bad. It's like, oh, like we're gross. Humans are gross.
Yes.
But we got to go to the bathroom. I think I was over it already. I'm just like, Sketch, I don't care about you much.
Even Paisley was so done with his shit because she even comes up and said, dude, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm paraphrasing an American. She comes back and says, shut the fuck up. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, Paisley's over this shit. I'm wondering if Paisley doesn't much care for toilet humor because she was just over most of this. I loved it so much.
But shortly after that, we bring in our second customer of the day, and Megan comes in. No major montage introduction to her tattoo. She explains everything. You are giddy. What is going on?
But what does she have? What is it? What is it?
It's an holiday tattoo!
I know the one before was a holiday tattoo, but this was the first time I was just like, oh, it's another holiday tattoo. It's just so fun.
This type of tattoo is what you expect from Holiday, though. She lived it up. Where did she go? Did I say where she went? I don't remember if I did.
I don't think she ever said.
She describes her holiday as meeting the love of her life. And the first two hours of meeting this person, they get matching tattoos. This tattoo.
And engaged.
Oh, and engaged. Thank you. They got matching tattoos and got engaged within the first couple of hours of meeting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Those matching tattoos are, I'm assuming it's on his bikini line too, because it's on her bikini line. So if they're really matching, wouldn't you get it on the same area?
You could. I mean, men are a little more, some men are a little more like, oh, I need to be macho. So he could have gotten it somewhere else. But I mean, the point is they got each other's initials. That's all that really matters.
They got each other's initials with the tiny little heart right after it. And it's on her bikini line. I don't know why I'm saying that a third time.
Because we need to emphasize bikini line.
And I literally wrote, never, ever, it's a curse. Just, if you're going to get a tattoo, please just avoid tattooing somebody's name on your body. It's always a curse. It never ends well. I don't know anybody who's actually had a lifelong relationship with initials tattooed on them.
Yeah, again, my rules for tattoos. No names, no bands, and there was another one, but I can't remember it right now. I'm sure I'll remember later, but like just no names. No names, no bands. Don't do it.
Don't.
I know people like to do their kids, and there is exceptions to every rule because like I know commemorative tattoos if someone dies, okay.
Right.
And children's names, okay. But just don't do it for relationships. Come on. It's a curse. Don't do it.
I'm with you there. This relationship only lasted 6 weeks, which is why she's coming in to get it covered up.
Yep. She thought it was the love of her life.
Well, to be frank, she goes off to explain that she does fall in love very easily. So it's a personality trait. Yeah. That's just some people. It's a draw off between Alice and Sketch. And I thought Sketch was absolutely adorable. He drew a little hamster eating a cookie. Because she had described that when she brought this guy home to meet her family, she had a hamster and like he goes, oh, it's my little stepson. And that was weird. But, you know, so she described her hamster and that's why he drew the hamster. She faked me out. I thought she was going to go for it.
Really?
She was very like hesitant to really say it, but she kept drawing to it. And I thought she was going for it, but she ends up choosing Alice's little floral piece. I mean, it's on your bikini line. I wouldn't want a hamster there either, but still, I almost thought she was going to go for it.
So she literally described what she wants as moon or flowers or stars. Mm-hmm. What do we know Alice does best? Flowers and moons and stuff like that. I think she would have gotten the hamster except for the placement.
I think so too. If that hamster was like on her calf or like on her wrist or something, I think she would have gotten that.
Oh, did you catch though, right when they were doing the draw off? So I actually looked this up. About a third of people who go on Oliday, 38% have had a holiday romance. I'm so antisocial when I go. I'm like, I'm looking at shit. Get away from me.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm not going out to hook up on vacation. I'm going on vacation to forget about my life.
Right. And then, so this is what caught me. Megan and Paisley are talking while they're doing the draw off. Mm-hmm. This guy totally ghosted her after 6 weeks and broke her heart, tried to hit her up again after that.
Shocked. Who the fuck does that?
Dick move. Literally, someone told me a story the other day about her ex-husband hitting her up and being like, let's go for coffee. And I'm just like, that is the shittiest move.
It is.
Like, and this is not the first time I've heard the story. There are so many people who are like, yeah, they totally broke my heart and it was over. And then they wanted a booty call. And it's like, ugh. Flames on the side of my face. Do not know. Just leave them alone.
Yeah, you made up your mind by ghosting her. You don't deserve to come back.
So Alice is taking Megan off to get the floral piece on her bikini line. Where is Uzi?
Yeah,
is he?
All right, because this is the first tattoo between Alice and Sketch. It doesn't get any better from here because the next two tattoos is between Alice and Sketch.
Yeah, like Uzi is nowhere to be found. Pash is out in the back for 2 days. I don't know.
Yeah, Pash gets the first tattoo and then Alice gets the second tattoo. I wonder who's gonna get the third tattoo.
I'm gonna say Paisley.
Oh, Paisley's tattooing now?
Yeah, why not?
She got promoted?
Yeah!
So we get a graffiti montage of the city because we come back from commercial.
Yeah.
Bunch of graffiti, a bunch of people doing it. And then I noticed this bull terrier, a tri-colored bull terrier on the wall. And I'm mentioning this because one of the themes of this episode, I swear, is dogs. Dogs come up a few different times in this episode, but there's a bull terrier on the wall and it says a dog is for life. And I just thought that was nice. That was nice to see.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So we come back in and Alice is describing Paisley as more of a cat than a dog. See, here we go. After we see that dog, bull terrier, because she sleeps all day, she goes out in the night, and then Alice is all dramatic, like, oh, is she going to come home tonight? And then they hear the cat flap, and then Sketch is coming in, because Paisley's very concerned at Alice describing her as this cat. And so Sketch comes in, he goes rattling of the wine bottles, and it cracks Paisley up, because that's probably what she does.
Yeah. Like picking up all your wine bottles after a weekend. It's like clink, 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 clink.
Yep.
And you're like, what decisions have I made with my life?
Alice apparently doesn't see herself as a fish, but Paisley comes back and says,
definitely wouldn't be a fish.
I see you as a fish just like swimming around.
But why?
Because you're always a bit vacant.
She's always a bit vacant, so if she seems like she's a fish.
I love that because Alice is face was just like so confused and I'm like, there it is, there's the vacant right there.
We did Megan. Okay, so now we're on number three.
And
oh my god, Adam walks in with the worst tattoo of the entire episode.
Agreed. He got this tattoo on a dare,
as you do when you were a young buck.
Sure. I was in the library, who knows.
He's a part of the big family, and nobody's seen his tattoo but his younger brother.
His 13-year-old brother!
I know. Well, it's on his arm, so he literally has to cover it up all the time and really hide it. And honestly, I don't think we're going to be able to post this picture on socials.
No, so if we post this picture, we could blur out the top, but everybody's going to know. We could always, like, cut it off.
Yeah, let's cut it off.
We can cut it. I think we're going to cut it off because that's just fun.
It is the most detailed.
Oh my gosh. It's very well done.
Dare I say it looks a little pretty?
No, dude. Like, this tattoo, I'm not joking. Like, literally, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't hate this tattoo artist. I hate the people who made him get it because honestly, it was well done and it was, yeah, I don't want to say pretty. I really don't want to say pretty. I don't want to say pretty. Damn it.
I'll say it. It's a pretty dick.
It's a pretty ice cream dick.
Literally, it's just this big, bulbous, veiny, beautifully detailed cock and balls right on a waffle cone.
Yeah, so like you got a waffle cone and the balls are the scoop of ice cream and then the dick's going up from it. I don't like it, but it was so well done and I couldn't stop looking.
Yeah, it's one of those tattoos that really just bring you in.
It like just catches your eye.
It does.
But I think that's the problem because it's right on. So think of wearing a t-shirt, you guys, and it, like a t-shirt, a regular t-shirt that has longer t-shirt sleeves, and it perfectly covers the dick part. So all you see is the ice cream cone, mm-hmm. and then you roll up the sleeve and there's the dick. Like, mm-hmm. this guy can never go shirtless now or wear a tank top or shorter sleeves because of an ice cream. Could you imagine a Karen coming through and like, oh, my, think of the children, because it's literally right there.
It is. And he quickly realized that he needed to get it covered up. So I kind of really wish that these customers that come in kind of let us know how long that they've had this tattoo for. I'm really curious.
I would appreciate it too because this one looks fresh as well.
Yeah, I feel like that this was a recent dare, if not a few months.
I almost threw up though when they were talking about the flavor.
Oh, come on, Paisley. She knew. She freaking knew what she was asking. She wasn't gonna stop.
Yeah. No.
I wrote right after she did. Look at you can't see that. I said, Paisley, girl. Right after she asked the fucking question. I swear she did it for the show. Because it wasn't farts. It's dick.
No.
So she's going to comment on dick.
Yep. And for the record, you know what flavors they probably were talking about. I can't make myself say it.
Okay. But. So she asked what flavor the ice cream was. Adam said dick flavor, obviously. And then she goes one further and asks, so is the sauce spunk flavor? Obviously, Paisley, you knew what you were asking.
Oh, to literally come down for that, I had to find out the most popular ice cream flavors. I'm like, okay, the most popular is vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, butter pecan. Okay. Whew, I'm okay.
No rocky road? Okay.
No, it wasn't on the list. This was the top five.
How dare they?
I agree. Rocky Road. My partner really likes Rocky Road too. So I was like, that's interesting. All right.
Well, it's down to Alice and Sketch again. Alice draws this lighthouse.
Yeah.
Like this, it's like a portrait almost, a circular portrait. I'm holding up my hands to signal.
You are. Yeah. She's making a circle with her hands. It's a lovely circle.
It is a lovely circle. And it's like got a lighthouse and it's got the little beach in the back. And that's what she brings.
She drew the lighthouse. She drew the lighthouse and birds in the circle.
And Sketch draws a crow with some green, like green, like leaf, like a plant accent with a rope going around.
Yeah. Yeah. So the crow looks like it's in motion. Right.
Yes.
And it's like, it's like got its head looking back, and then around the crow are some leaves and berries and things, you know, to accent the crow. I was confused because this Liam, literally, Liam or was it Adam?
Adam.
I'm getting everyone confused. Adam asks for birds specifically, and Alice drew a lighthouse.
I know. No, no, no. Listen to me. I'm telling you right now. When one of these artists don't want to do a tattoo, they throw it. And Alice wasn't going to sit there and stare at that dick all day.
No, and Sketch is our resident bird person. So if you want florals or a little scenic thing, you go to Alice. If you want birds or like skullish type of, I don't know if he did a skull before. He did a gas mask. But if you want birds, you definitely go to Sketch. And if you want portraits, you go to Pash. I haven't figured out Uzi's specialty yet.
Uzi? I want to say Uzi almost gets lucky. Because the few tattoos we've seen him do have been, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I chef'd kiss at that. I forgot I'm in podcast.
Not a visual medium.
We cut back to montage. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but after the Sketch takes Adam to the back, there's a bit of a view of a bunch of ink bottles in a circle, and then they tip them over.
I saw the tipping over. I was like, what? How much does that ink cost?
Now, I looked this up because I'm thinking, are those expired inks? I mean, these are inks that are used to tattoo your body. So I actually looked it up. And according to authoritytattoo.com, most tattoo inks have an expiration date of 2 years.
Oh.
So if you're not using a whole bunch, you know, you're going to end up in that expiration date. But if you're using a lot of ink, you're not going to come up to that 2 year mark. So I'm assuming that what we saw was expired inks, which is, you know, they got footage out of it. So they still got some of their money's worth, right?
Or colored water. Who knows?
It could have been colored water, too.
But yeah, I literally was looking at that like, no, what are you doing? Stop. I don't think they'd let them do it with unexpired ink. I think you're right.
Yeah, because that kind of threw me for a little bit. Oh, we're coming up to our first reveal.
Liam is done.
Liam is done, guys. Of course, Paisley has to check in on Fart Boy. She's been calling him Fart Boy. She had to check up on him. So his reveal, and it's a beautiful shaded, you know, side profile view of a Greek goddess. I'm saying a Greek goddess, but it's a Greek woman. I don't know.
Yep, right. And, you know, crack.
There's a bit of crack in the picture. There's a bit of a crack in the picture, but it's not full ass. And I think it's relatively tasteful. He's at least not going to be sitting on this person's face. It's just, you know, on his back.
No, just her face will be peeking out when he sits down. Because, you know, this guy wears his jeans so low that you can see his back the whole time.
It's got to be underneath his cookie pouch.
Cookie pouch. I dare. What is a what?
So this guy wears his pants so low, like underneath his little stomach pooch, called a cookie pouch.
I think my brain just broke.
No, I forget where I heard it from. I think it was another like TV series. Somebody was describing their little pooch, their little lower ab pooch, and somebody else's. Oh, it was New Girl.
Oh, they called it a cookie pouch?
She called it a cookie pouch.
She would call it a cookie pouch.
She called it a cookie pouch, and I think Nick was bitching about his weight, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we cut from Liam being done to Adam and Sketch talking. Literally, I didn't understand a word of it. There were words, and there was slang, and didn't understand a word. So moving on.
Yeah, Sketch, I guess, just asked how much trouble he got in with this tattoo, and Adam just describes that he and his buds would go up to women, and he would ask, "Do you want to see my dick?" And, you know, flash it on his arm or shit like that. And he almost got in trouble because this one girl had a boyfriend. The boyfriend's like, why are you talking to my woman like that? And, like, he had, no, it's just a tattoo. It was the most pointless part of the freaking show, okay?
I think so. Yeah, like, and literally they were talking so fast, I didn't understand them. And that's from someone who talks extremely fast. So, Megan's done.
That's right. Megan is done.
It's on her bikini line. It kind of, like, so it kind of goes up her bikini line, the tattoo, And it's flowers and leaves in black and white. And it's perfectly fine.
I mean, it looks pretty for where it's supposed to be at. Better than the hamster tattoo that she could have gotten.
Yeah, not my cup of tea. Oh, so we're back in the living room area. They didn't move anything this time for everyone's keeping track at home. The room looked pretty much the same, but I thought that was crazy. It only happened after the first episode, and nothing ever moved after that, really. So
it's the crazy editing, I'm going to say. Yeah. It, you know, they're putting these scenes together, and half of the time it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because literally, like we've said before, they record a bunch of tattoos a day, and then they don't just do that day. They take like 3 or 4 days and cut different parts of the day and put them together. And it's just, it's discombobulating.
Up until now, we've had a good variety of tattoo artists, you know, going between 6 customers.
Yeah.
Until now, where it's really just Alice and Sketch in 3 out of 6 in a row.
Yeah, it didn't flow well, and Big Bird wasn't present, so I couldn't tell between cuts.
I was disappointed Big Bird wasn't there.
It's happened at least once an episode, and it wasn't, you know, Big Bird wasn't there, and I was sad.
The editors are making me sad.
Right? So Sketch is talking about something called the fringe crop, and I guess, I had no idea what he was talking about first. I had to rewind, so I guess he would take his bangs and separate them into little strings on his face and then plaster them to his face.
Alice mentioned fringe cut?
Yeah, fringe crop.
Fringe, yeah, barcode fringe is what she said.
Oh, that's right.
I had to look it up because I'm like, wait, what are we talking about? Because, like, I literally kind of blanked out after the Megan reveal. And I'm just like, okay, I'm exhausted from taking notes. Now I can just kind of sit back. But I had to look up barcode fringe. I had to look up barcode fringe. And I'm like, ew, wait.
Yeah.
Sketch did that? No.
I'm not surprised.
But then I thought about back in the 90s and the bleach blonde hair. I was thinking about, who was I thinking about? Brian from Backstreet Boys. He kind of had the little points in his bangs, if I remember correctly.
You probably do, but knowing that I know nothing about pop culture in the 90s, I vaguely remember a picture of that. But yeah, that's basically what he's talking about, is the fringe. Like, you plaster your bangs to your forehead, but only a few pieces. But then Alice talks about the 2 pieces of hair down. Did you ever do that as a girl?
The high ponytail and the 2 bangs coming down? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. We all did. I only did 1 because of the curls. Uh-huh. I only did. So I put it in my poof. I put I put the curly haired poof on top and just let it poof out. And then I always had 1 very long curl hanging out in my face.
Yeah, back then, my bangs was just as long as my hair. So it was that very long. There was no layers, no nothing. Nowadays, if my bang, like, it doesn't fall out now because my bangs are getting longer. But, like, it'll come down to maybe the end of my glasses now.
Oh, you did it, too, when you had that just 1 long piece that just, what were we thinking?
I defaulted to 1, but there was a couple of times I did do 2. No more. I'm good.
No more. Sometimes I'll leave 1 curl out, but it's just a throwback. So we meet Amanda.
Amanda!
Oh, Amanda. The star of the episode.
The sweetest person in this entire episode.
She would just like to get a tattoo dedicated to her fiancé. They've been together since November of 2016. We don't know how long that is in relation to this episode, but, you know.
I thought this series was 2018, but I'm assuming now we might be seeing clips from earlier footage prior to 2018 when the series actually aired.
Yeah, so I think on average shows are recorded about 2 years in advance, or 1 year, 1 to 2 years in advance, because the tattoo artist did say that this was pretty quick, the engagement.
Yeah, that's what, because I'm like, well, it would have been 2 years. That's a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
But no, I'm thinking it was sooner than that because there's no reference of time.
Context.
Yeah.
No context. So Amanda met her fiance online.
As most of us do nowadays, right?
Right. It's a chandelier.
Yes, Gets was super confused when she showed the picture.
Her fiance is a chandelier, and the tattoo artists were confused, but trying to be very nice about it, which I appreciated. The chandelier's name is Lumiere.
I thought it worked out because it's very pretty chandelier.
It's a great name for a chandelier. It's a very pretty chandelier. So she is one of those people who falls in love with inanimate objects. I was fine until in the reenactment, which was not a reenactment, it was just her kissing and fondling and caressing a chandelier.
She's in love with a chandelier, so she kisses and caresses it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be very non-judgmental. I just didn't want to see her lustfully caressing the chandelier.
Lustfully? I mean, she was fully clothed.
You can have lustfully clothed.
You were just not prepared for the chandelier human PDA.
I wasn't prepared for the PDA. I feel like if we ever do that show, I don't know what that show is called, but My Strange Addiction, I think, where they have the guy who's in love with the car. Yeah, see the face you're making now. She literally is blinking her eyes and has her hand over her mouth. That's the reaction I had to the chandelier. Now, I know Amanda is cute and innocent, but okay, that's the same vibes I got.
I'm thinking, and this has nothing to do, we could cut this out if we want. There are certain aspects of a car a man could use versus her chandelier is up in her ceiling, so she can't bring it down.
Don't think so, because she's literally caressing it and not having to get up on anything. And she talks about its curves.
It's a sexy chandelier. I mean, out of all the chandeliers that I've seen, it is a very pretty chandelier. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's got the right crystals on it. And the curves are the curves are on point.
So, to be completely fair to Amanda, she believes that objects give off energy. And so when she was feeling positive energy from Lumiere, and when she asked for Lumiere's hand in marriage, of course, Lumiere can't respond. So she just felt positive energy, and she even she had a ring, and she put it on one of the crystals. I'm so sorry. I'm a horrible person.
I wonder how much she spent on that ring.
I don't know, but I'm a horrible
Is it
person.
Real or is it costume jewelry? I mean, in that sense, it shouldn't matter because she's in love, feels the energy of objects. So I don't imagine that it really matters if it's costume jewelry or if it's something she spent $3,000 on.
Well, and I think it just depends on what kind of person you are, because I'm the kind of person who doesn't give a crap how much a ring costs. But to some people, that is, what do you call, an example of love, how much you spend on the ring.
There are guidelines to weddings and marriages here in the United States based on how much a man should spend on an engagement ring due to his monthly salary.
It's all bullshit.
It is all bullshit. It is.
We literally have a company here. I think you have it there too, where now you have a friend in the diamond business. Like, really? Really?
I'm trying to think.
That's their commercial. The Shane Company.
I've never heard of the Shane, S-H-A-N-E?
Yeah, Shane Company.
I've never heard of Shane.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business.
I've heard of Jared's.
Oh, well, yeah, them too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every kiss begins with K. Like, just, right? It's just ridiculous. Because I literally, I like unique rings.
Same.
And mm-hmm. if it costs a few hundred dollars, okay, I better really like it. Because people spend tens of thousands of dollars on these stupid rings. And I can't. So yeah, I hope she didn't spend a lot on the ring, because it's not proportional to how much you love. Did you know she was in the news?
No, she was in the news?
Yeah, as of 2021, of course it was BuzzFeed, but it does say the chandelier is 93 years old. Yeah, and she would like to marry it. Yeah, she would like to, her, yes. I keep forgetting, Lumiere is a girl. 93-year-old lady, looking great for her age, that chandelier, you know? And she wants to marry it.
Yeah, no work done on that old lady either.
So what was the word for this condition? What she's doing with this chandelier?
Objectophilia.
Okay.
It's object sexuality. You feel attraction to inanimate objects.
Okay. So she, in this article, she does say this wasn't a spontaneous thing. It was over time. So she truly believes she can feel the energy of this chandelier, and she fell in love with it over time. So I was very impressed with the cast, and maybe they were prepped a little before this, because Sketch was, you know, Sketch was very positive, and you can tell he's trying to hold back and not be judgmental. He's just, he's trying to be very nice.
Like, I did catch that. Okay. Yes.
You know, he had his eyes like wide open, not like super wide open, but he was like trying to make eye contact and like, uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if that was like, okay, you're crazy, so I'm just going to watch you right now. But it more felt like, you're in love with the chandelier, I'm going to be nice.
That's how I saw Sketch too. They had to have been prepped a little bit.
Yeah.
Because she agreed to do the montage.
Yes.
That's the thing. We only had two montages this entire episode. And she agreed to do a montage to represent her love for Lumiere here. So I think Sketch knew up until, I don't know, man. Because I feel like his initial face and confusion when he saw the chandelier picture, that was real.
They might have said, now she has a fiance and it's a little unconventional or something. I don't know. Or maybe like, hey guys, we need to handle this one with kid gloves or something. Or maybe that's just who Sketch is. I don't know. But it was, I was just very impressed because he was a lot better than, I don't know, maybe if I was in person, be a little different. But my reaction, they caught me off guard. My reaction was just like, oh, that's a chandelier. I think I was just a little more, maybe I was more expressive because I was alone by myself in my house. But
that very well could be. I feel like if I was in that group, I would have a similar reaction as what Sketch gave. Total confusion. But then like, oh, no. No.
Yep. Like, this is a human being. Let us respect her feelings. Like, you know.
Yeah. And then after the initial shock, you kind of settle and you get used to it. It's like, okay.
Well, and oh my gosh, these tattoos. Oh my, I would get either of these. Chandeliers are pretty. I want a chandelier. I am bougie and I want a chandelier. One day I'll have a chandelier. But anyway, so it's Sketch and Alice. Sketch does that. I'm making a circle. Circa Dana, I'm making a circle because it's one of those, like, think of a Victorian. Have you ever seen like those Victorian pins that are circles and they have a portrait of somebody in it?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what it looked like. It was like a circle, Victorian style, and it had the chandelier in it. Very, very pretty. And then Alice just did a silhouette of a very pretty chandelier. Either one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a toss up, but she picked the one that was more focused on the chandelier rather than like a picture of a chandelier. So she picked Alice.
Alice coming in for a second tattoo today.
The one thing I can't, Amanda, you're a perfectly beautiful person. I can't forgive you for the rat tail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just not going to mention anything about the rat tail. It doesn't matter who you are. Rat tails don't jive for me.
No. Well, and she had a shorter haircut.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if it had been a little longer and she had the rat tail just poking out, but, like, it was just so apparent when she turned around and it was a rat tail. Maybe it makes her feel comfortable. I can't get behind the rat tail. She could have had a mullet and I wouldn't have cared. Mullets are coming back, apparently.
Well, not for me.
But, yeah, no, rat tail drove me nuts. Couldn't handle it.
Well, yeah, I just ignored it and moved on.
Like, I'm not even.
I'm not even.
Okay. Adam's done, so we'll move on. It's amazing. His tattoo was amazing. It's a crow, like we said, with the green and yellow leaves, some red berries. It looks like it's in motion. To remind everyone, this is covering up ice cream dick.
The prettiest of dicks.
Prettiest ice cream dick. But yeah, the crow looks amazing, and he won't have to worry anymore. I was very, very happy. You can tell Adam is so thrilled to have it gone, and it's going to be a really big life changer for him. So I was very happy.
I was very happy with it too. And I want to say this was a real reveal. It was just not super red and bloody, but the shave is still there. So I don't know.
Well, and I think, so when you film, right, you're there for much longer than it would take to get a tattoo because, you know, you start and stop, you break for lunch, you break for camera, you break for, like, so he might have been there. I keep thinking about this. When we see these tattoos and they look fresh but not super fresh, I'm like, maybe they were just there for, like, 12 hours.
Could have been. You know? Yeah.
And it had time to settle down. But, yeah, it does look pretty fresh.
Yeah, and I go based off of the shave, too, kind of a little. Yeah. Most of these tattoos, I believe Fart Tattoo, Liam, his was fresh. I saw goosebumps on him.
That was a very fresh. That was a very fresh shave, too.
Very fresh shave. I honestly think Megan's was a post-reveal, and Adam's now is, I want to say it's a real reveal. But I'm on the fence with Adam's.
Yeah, because you just don't know, do you? And I mean, it's all TV magic and woo-hoo, so we'll never know.
I do have a picture of a tattoo that is, I can prove, is a post-healed tattoo. And we'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get to it. I'll show you.
So the next skit is kind of funny. They're calling... Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. I had to read it because I couldn't remember what this was about. So it's Alice and Paisley on a couch. And Alice is explaining this time when, like, a story she heard. I think it was, like, a family friend or something. I don't remember all the details because I don't care that much. But basically, someone called someone else to say they could barely talk. They're like, I can barely talk.
Ringing up my boyfriend's brother going,
Rob, I can hardly talk.
Why would you ring someone up to say it?
He just says, Rob, I can hardly talk.
We were like, why are you ringing him to tell him?
Yeah, and they called.
Alice's boyfriend's father contacted his younger son to let his younger son know that he can't speak due to a very sore throat.
That's the only reason he called his son. I can barely talk. Like, why would you call?
I wonder if Alice and Paisley, like, smoked a doobie or something. Because, like, I'm sitting over here like, why is this so funny?
So they were laughing too hard. Like, I chuckled, like, that's funny. But they were just, like, hysterically laughing, and it made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, I sat back like, guys, I don't get it. Like, I get it, but, like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it was, like, I think I was laughing more at how hard they were laughing. And then we cut to another sketch where Paisley's talking about running, like, going running with her dog.
She's so proud that she ran for a little bit in that day.
And then everyone else is so, like, surprised she was running. Like, okay, like, is it okay? They're all surprised she's running. But what was funny is Patch said she was sorry. He was sorry for the dog because Paisley wanted to do it again.
Well,
like,
you know.
The dog just wants to sleep. Probably a fat dog, like a little chunky dog, and the dog is just like,
I don't know. Mom, isn't her dog's name Brandy, though? Or Brandy. Her dog's name is Brandy.
Look at you.
I took some notes.
I was just mad everyone was so surprised at Paisley running, including herself. I'm like, girl, you can run if you want to. Hell.
I mean, it's just like, it's just like anyone going outside for a walk and just, you know, they pick up the pace a little bit. It feels good every so often. Like, if you do it in a marathon, it probably feels like crap. But, you know, you do it every so often, it's kind of liberating.
So, I'm not a huge Friends fan, but there's an episode where Phoebe goes running with Rachel. It's the only one I really remember because Phoebe runs, like, with her hands up in the air, flailing and running and going crazy. And I'm like, that's how you run. Because if you're not a runner, every once in a while, I'll just go run and I'll flail, like, not to her extent, but I'll just be like crazy running, like being all like loose. It feels good, but running like that's boring. Boring as hell. If you're going to run crazy.
Be careful when you're at the gym on that treadmill. You don't want to attract too much attention.
Flailing. You're on a treadmill flailing your arms. I didn't even think about that. Oh, God. I bet someone's done it.
Oh, we could probably find some internet video footage.
I love it so much. All right. So we're at Peter.
Peter.
Peter comes in. He's an older gentleman. I couldn't tell. He looked in his 50s, maybe late 50s. It's hard to tell because he looks pretty young. Like, he's old, but he doesn't look like super old, but he has all gray hair. So I just wanted to say maybe late 50s. He doesn't seem, you know,
I got he's a dad. Yeah, he's a dad. He's got a 10-year-old son. I'm sorry, I probably spoiled that.
No, I don't know if his son's 10 anymore.
That's true. Well, when he described it, when he walked in, he made it seem like his son is 10. Although when he first said it, I caught his son did art when he was 10. And then it went off like, you got this done by your 10-year-old son. I don't know. Right. But I got around 57, 58.
So as she said, he has a son. His name is Josh. And he's an artist. I was thinking like, oh, okay. His son designed a tattoo and he got the tattoo and now he wants it gone. Oh, no, no, no. He bought his 10-year-old son a tattoo machine and let his son tattoo him on his butt.
And he chose the butt.
Yeah. He bought his 10-year-old a tattoo machine. I'm stuck on that. I guess his son did practice on, they have these fake fleshes, and he'd run out of those. And so he just let his son tattoo him on his butt. Apparently, it hurt so bad, because you think about it, tattooing, and it was black and white. It was just black tattoo. And that needle is a thinner one, I believe, because it's just a black line, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so if they dig, I've had one tattoo artist dig into me, and it hurt like hell. Mm-hmm. And it was on my shoulder. And that's like one of the places I think is the least, it doesn't hurt that bad. It's on your shoulder. But when they dig, it is so painful. And so Peter, I was going to say Steve, I don't know why. Peter had to tap out after a half hour because it was just, no. It's a picture of a dog. I want to say Doberman.
Yeah.
Like barking.
I got Doberman vibes.
It's huge. It goes from the bottom of the butt cheek up to almost up to the lower back. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the biggest tattoo cover-ups we've seen.
I think so, at least in this series.
Yeah, it's faded, though. It's not well done.
His kid freehanded it.
Dude, I thought it was a pretty good tattoo for freehand and a 10-year-old. I mean...
Well, Sketch was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, freehand? Yeah, it was just... like, the kid's got talent, mm-hmm. but he's 10. So, yeah, it was, yeah. You know, if he had been able to sit for the whole thing, I think it would have been an okay tattoo. But the kid's inexperienced. He needs, like, tattoo apprentices work for years mm-hmm. just to tattoo on real people because of you need technique. You can have raw talent, but technique is something you have to learn in a shop. And... You know
what I just thought of?
What?
Now, Paisley brought up a good point. You know, it would have been so much easier if you bought your 10-year-old watercolors and stuff like that. Well, there's another thing he could have done. Go to the local butcher shop and get a slab of pig skin.
The pig skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, because that's what they practice on.
Right.
And even then, you didn't have to go full on tattoo gun, because what you can do is be like, oh, hey, you know what? If you're interested in tattoos... Let's make a tattoo portfolio. Raw tattoo designs, make a portfolio. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've moved on from that. Okay, now I want you to, you know, shade them in. Like, pretend you're, like, there's so many ways you could have gone other than having your fucking 10-year-old tattoo the shit out of your butt.
I give it to Peter. He's trying to support his son in his interests. You know, how many parents can say that, right?
He's very supportive.
Very supportive. And I commend him for sacrificing his flesh.
Yes. I also think this wouldn't have been a big deal because it's on his butt. Nobody would have ever seen it. But he does a lot of spa days with his wife. And so he's disrobed a lot. And a lot of people... I think he said spa day, but I'm thinking more like nude beaches and everyone seeing it kind of thing, because he has other tattoos and he didn't have any tan lines really. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. Because it's a big thing over in Europe.
No, I understand. You're not losing me with that. I was thinking, did he have a tan?
I know. I didn't see one.
I didn't notice if he had a tan, and I'm seeing his dog cheek right now, and I don't see really. I mean,
his dog cheek.
It's over here. I have my folder open for episode 5 and I have the pictures of all the tattoos. It, and I just don't remember seeing a tan. So I mean, spa days are, I could see the spa day.
Well, and my thing is, so if it's just a spa day, to be fair, I have never been to an actual spa. I've gotten massages and stuff, but I've never, one day I will. That so I, again, I'm bougie. I want to experience like a full spa day. I do not want to be wrapped in seaweed. That is terrifying.
Would you take a mud terrifying. Bath?
I would take a mud bath. I would. Yeah, but not, no, I will not be wrapped in seaweed. I will not be mummified in seaweed. You can go right to hell.
Well, all you got to do is go into the ocean and get mummified by seaweed and garbage.
Right? It's always walk into the ocean and the seaweed clings to you. Oh, look, I had a spa day, Frank.
Exfoliated by the sand and cleaned off by the salt of the ocean.
It's wonderful. Oh, God, the beach is so gross. I love the beach, but it's gross.
It's pretty to look at, not pretty cool to go into.
I love swimming, actually. I love the water. I love the sea, but the sand is what gets me. It's just like it never get no.
Oh, there have been plenty of bathing suits that I have caked with sand.
Ah, it's just the way it is.
Mortified by my flashbacks now. Anyway, moving on.
She's having PTSD about sand.
Natural bodies of water and public pool systems gross me the hell out. Give me a private pool, please.
Oh my gosh. I want a private pool. I had an inflatable hot tub. Oh.
I remember that inflatable hot tub.
Oh my gosh. The best. I loved that inflatable hot tub. Oh, good times with inflatable hot tubs. Okay. Anyway. So, Peter would like something oriental. Alice did a goldfish. So, think of another circle. Another theme. We got circles. And it's got a koi fish swimming around it with a pagoda, like, in the reflection of the water in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. Ash did a pagoda, just simple pagoda. It was nothing special.
It was huge.
It was, I mean, it would have to be, right, to cover this dog. But Sketch did a dragon, and it was very intricate. The face looked a little goofy to me in the sketch that Sketch drew. I'm never going to get tired of that.
No, I'm not either.
But Peter was impressed.
I thought it was very cartoony.
Okay, I thought I was crazy.
I mean,
the dragon's face looked like Mushu off of Mulan.
I would have understood if it looked like Mushu from Mulan.
I love Mushu.
I love Mushu too. But it did look a little too cartoony. I mean, when you think Chinese dragon, I'd want a more authentically looking Chinese dragon versus the soft, you know, lines that Sketch did, making it a little cartoony. But, you know, Peter goes for it. So it's on his ass now.
It's his butt dragon.
Guys, we have a butt dragon.
I can't believe I just said butt dragon.
Right. So, if anything came out of this podcast that I'm actually happy about is the fact that you said butt dragon.
Dragon. I do not think before I speak. That's all this is. We cut to Alice talking to Amanda about how the feelings about the chandelier grew over time. I'm still stuck on the rat tail. And then Sketch is talking to Peter about, does your son feel bad about this? And I guess Peter doesn't really bring it up because I guess the son does feel, you know, pretty bad. I think Peter is just like the most supportive dad and just really doesn't want to crush his dreams. I have a feeling that his son does not do tattoos anymore, though. I remember drawing as a kid and loving it. I don't draw anymore and it hurts my heart. My partner, he draws a lot and I think he had stopped for a while and I want to encourage him every day to keep drawing. I don't care what he draws, but he can just come up with these things out of his head and put them on paper. And I'm like, do you realize how many people wish they could still do that?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm one of those people. I used to draw, I used to paint, I used to do all that kind of stuff too. And, you know, I have a few good pieces, but trying to come back to it after years of not practicing is like
hard.
It's so hard because, like, I want to be automatically as good as I used to be, and I know that I'm not, so I have to practice at it. And then you just kind of get thrown off of it, and then you dive yourself into a podcast. You're trying to learn how to edit.
And here we are.
You turn 30 and decide to start a podcast.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. Well, literally, I had tried to make so many podcasts on my own, and then you and I reconnect, and we're like, hey.
Oh, that's just because we bounce off of each other and we think we're hilarious, so we need to put it on the internet.
Well, you know, I'm so funny because I think I'm funny, and then I say things like butt dragon and don't mean to, and it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it so many times now, it's never getting cut out.
It's never going to get cut out, and butt dragon's going to be a thing.
Butt dragon. All right, so we finally see Uzi, who has been, I don't know where.
Yeah, he's been MIA this entire episode.
Yeah, so the sketch is when your parents call everybody's name, including the dog, but yours.
Dude, we find out Uzi's the youngest.
Oh, really?
So just like you said, Paisley and Uzi are discussing kind of like the lineup. So her Nana goes through all the family names before she gets to Paisley. Paisley describes herself as the youngest. She's the baby of the baby, right? Mm-hmm. Uzi comes in. Says his mom does the same thing. There are four in Uzi's family. And Pash is older than Uzi. If We're going by.
If you want chronologically. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
See, my mom, I was an only child for a very long time until we adopted my brother. And it would be the dogs. Dixie, Stephanie, Breezy. It was really funny.
The only time I ever heard my name was when I was in trouble. And it wasn't my first name. It was my first and my middle name.
Oh.
Yeah, you knew you got got yourself in trouble if mom's calling you by your middle name.
Okay, so we're moving on to Stefan.
Stefan!
Uzi's the only one here, so I'm assuming he's doing the tattoo. Stefan is from Midhurst that has a pub called the Greyhound. They have a steak and wine night every Wednesday.
That's pretty
And a quiz
decent.
Night every Tuesday. I'm just going to go pack my bags. So Stefan has a very good relationship with his sister. The reenactment got weird, and I didn't quite know why, because it was like, you know, them frolicking and, you know, in the hills and awkwardness, and I hated it. They did that stupid thing where you make half a heart with your hand and the other person makes the other half.
I'm sorry. I don't understand why you do that with your sister.
With your sibling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was weird.
I don't understand that. And also, was that really his sister or some actress?
I'm hoping an actress, because the sister's been put through enough.
I'm hoping so too, but I mean, I don't know what this TV show. I don't know
what this show. We got another holiday tattoo. It's an holiday tattoo. Wah, 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 wah.
3 out of 3 holiday tattoos. Let's go.
Right. They went to with his mates to Malia. I looked it up. It's a cheap resort town where people get plastered. I couldn't find anything else.
He did say he got sloshed.
Again, so he had the reenactment with his sister, and it changes to the reenactment with his mates at a bar, at a club. Half of these reenactments are all at bars and clubs. I wonder if they rented out one and just do it all at the same one.
No, it's just another part of the warehouse that they set up to look like a club.
Oh, you know what? I bet you're right. I bet you're right.
Maybe.
So his mates paid for the tattoo. And chose the tattoo. And apparently it's so bad. His family hates it. His sister hates it. And it went viral. And Paisley did not look amused.
Well, nobody did.
No, before she even saw it, I think she was just like, oh, boy. Every time they show these tattoos, obviously the tattoo artists see it before we do to get the reaction. Paisley was pushing herself back in her chair. Away from him, trying, like, she was so like, oh my god, like pushing away from him, because it is in his groin area, right above his groin area, and it says, I fuck my sister.
He goes off and he describes how he didn't know what was being tattooed on him until after, and I call bullshit, because okay. I don't know about you or anybody else. I would feel, I mean, if you ever written on your body with pen, you feel the letters. How
he
do
was
you
drunk.
Not? I guess. I still call bullshit.
And, like, you can't, like, I mean, I'm a woman, so I can't see, like, straight down there. But, I mean, I think he was just so plastered and drunk, he just didn't even care.
Maybe he fell asleep on the tattoo chair.
That's probably it. He passed out.
He passed out.
Cared.
But see, he got it in his bikini line, too. It's the, like, I'm sure his mates chose where to put it, too.
Oh, yeah. Nope. They paid for it. They chose it. They chose the placement. It was all them. So Paisley says,
that's a right cop block, that, isn't
it? No, you think?
Like, I think any woman's going to come up and fuck a guy who has those words tattooed on his groin.
No, you better be in the dark. I would put tape over it. I don't know, because that is... No, not since my daddy touches me here have we seen such an offensive tattoo.
I don't know. Which one were you more mortified by? Ollie?
You know what I was more mortified by.
I do. So I will admit, I think Ollie and his daddy touched me here tattoo takes the cake out of both of these.
It's not even that tattoo that Ollie got that I hate so much.
That's true.
It's the one on his front. Go see, I think it's episode 1.
Yes.
It's horrible audio, but Ollie's... No. Moving on, I want to forget that. I want to forget Ollie. I want to pretend he never existed. Amanda is done. It's one of those tattoos that's on the forearm that you can simply look down. But of course, we got to go to the mirror. Oh my gosh, I did love this tattoo. It's just a black silhouetted chandelier with some shading, and there's little white dots around like pieces of it, and just the flames are in color. They're yellow, of course, and orange and yellow. But I just, the simplicity, it's beautiful, and I think it's a perfect way to commemorate her love for a chandelier.
This is the one tattoo I believe is a post-reveal.
Yeah, it looks very well healed.
If you look closely at the body of the chandelier, you see scabs.
I did see that. I can see it right now. I can see little scabs.
Yeah. So this was definitely a bring back. And it's fine because, I mean, she's probably very fair. It was probably really red right afterwards. Very bloody.
It would have been very red and puffy.
I am just as pale as she is. And I can only imagine what a full forearm tattoo right here would look like on me. So
yeah, it would be very red and puffy. So I don't mind at all because it's pretty and I would want to see it at its best.
Yes.
So, very nice. So we cut to Uzi and Stefan, and Stefan's like in pain and Uzi's like, this is justice for your sister.
I agree. I agree.
And then Peter's done.
Peter.
Like, it's great. It looks less cartoony.
It does.
When it's actually tattooed.
This I was actually happy with. This is a real reveal. Everything is red and fresh.
Blitty. It's a blitty.
But yeah, it's less cartoony and it is more realistic to the Chinese dragon lore.
It's a great shaded butt dragon. We all know how I feel about this placement. Stop getting tattoos on your butts. Stop. For my sake, can we all stop with the butt tattoos? I've got 10 more episodes of this, and I'm probably going to see one butt each episode. So can we not? Can we just?
And I'm sitting over here thinking, just for you, I might just design a butt tattoo and go get it myself.
Are you going to get a butt dragon?
Maybe not a butt dragon, but maybe something along the lines of our podcast. I know, I'll regret it too. Eventually covering it up.
and you'll be on this show and I'll be commenting.
If it's still on air, I'll travel to the UK.
I'll make a new one. All right. Stefan is done. Are we going to talk about the mole next to the tattoo?
Oh, the mole.
It was just glaring out at me. There's like a mole, a big mole right next to the tattoo. And I'm like, oh, okay.
This is the pocket watch, right? I didn't clip the mole.
It's okay. You're going to, you got to get that checked, man.
This, I believe, is a real reveal. If you look closely at the bottom, you still see the words, I fuck my sister.
You can. It's raised. You guys. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So I forgot to tell you what this was. It's a watch with wisps of white and black smoke around it. And in the black smoke under the watch, you can see the raised words, sister.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the CK. Oh my gosh. Hopefully that goes down. I mean, I guess who's going to be looking at it that closely? If you're that close, you might be too close. The tattoo is obviously a lot bigger than what he had, because he just had words, right, along his bikini line area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this goes all the way from his bikini line up to his belly button.
Yes.
But at least, you know, it's not blaring, I fuck my sister, right? You know?
No, it's just incognito behind there. So if anybody gets close enough, they can still read it.
Just get right up in there, guys. Just look right up in there.
Yep. Yep. We all know. We all know how close you need to be. We don't need to say it.
No. Okay. So next time, Alice looks like she's about to faint. Paisley called at 260. Those are not words. Those are not words.
What is up with these descriptions?
I don't know. Alice flips off the camera twice and doggy style. I don't know. That's not the description. This is what they're all saying.
Okay, so this is what the narrator at the end of the episode was describing next week on Tattoo Fixers. And then we get clips of the some of the reveal commentary. It ends with a customer talking about how much she's going to spread these cheeks for her man. And it's doggy style all the way.
Yeah. I'm guessing a butt tattoo.
Yep. And I'm not sure if it's going to be on the surface or on the inside. Really don't want to know. Don't really want to know. But we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we've made it through episode 5.
Oh god.
We've done it. Do you think we're going to be able to finish season 5?
I don't know. I don't know. Half of me wants to move on every time. Every time I'm like, I hate this episode. I want to move on. And then we get shit like that. That I'm like, well, shit. I feel like we have to keep going.
I feel like we have to keep going. Also, I'm just, it's not as intriguing as Melissa. It really isn't. We surpassed Melissa at episode 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like, well, the hype is gone.
What do we have to look forward to now? Yeah.
Yeah. Melissa takes the cake for me.
We will discuss because I feel like we're both over this. I think this next episode will determine whether we move on or not.
Perhaps. I feel like at the end of every episode, we take a couple of days break, right?
Yeah.
We might find newfound energy to dive into the next episode, but then we always find that slope that's we're like, woo!
I know, because it's always like, okay, I bet this episode's going to be good. And then this episode, I mean, it just wasn't that great. Like, if this episode never happened, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, the shock factor in this episode was a lot less.
Yeah!
This was a mild episode compared to what we've seen, and so we're gearing up for a raunchy episode. Next time.
Oh.
It's okay. We got this. We got this. Let's see how we feel after episode 6.
And then if we hate episode 6, we're like, okay, moving on. So that was season 5, episode 5 of Tattoo Fixers Extreme. Thank you. I hate it. And we will see you next week for apparently something about butts. I don't care anymore.
We'll see you next week for episode 6. Probably the last episode. We'll see.
I think so. See you later.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of So Many Things. You can find us on all the socials at So Many Things Pod or So Many Things Podcast. You know what to do. See you later.